Good morning, this is Digital Dave.
And good morning, I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Day 1, Oshkosh 2015.
We are cleared for takeoff, baby, let's go.
Yeah, cleared for takeoff? Well, anyway, we're joined by Mr. Andy Davis of Trig Avionics.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Trig, I mean, you're a name that I'm not familiar with, but apparently from what I read in your history, you're quite large and very influential and very powerful. Does that sound good?
It sounds good. It sounds not entirely true. I wouldn't entirely go with the quite large. We're quite small by some standards, but we are pretty influential and pretty powerful. I quite like those words. We've been going for around 11 years now as a company and shipping products for a good proportion of that. So we've been around for a while. U.S. market is something that we've been growing into. You can probably tell by my accent that I'm not from around here.
He's from what, Canada?
I was thinking
from Sheboygan.
We're a Scottish company, make our products in the UK, but now selling them all across the US.
You're very big in ADS-B, I see. In fact, apparently your products were selected as the test bed demonstrators to prove out the system.
That's true. We've had ADS-B capable transponders for quite a few years now. We were absolutely the first people to have a TSOC certified transponder for ADS-B. Some of our first customers, in fact, were the guys rolling out the network. The FAA purchased some of our Trig transponders so that they could verify the ground network that was being installed for ADS-B and flew them around in a variety of different airplanes with a strap-down system just so that they could test out for the acceptance testing from the main contractor, ITT, that the thing was working. The only amusing follow-on from that story is that shortly afterwards, ITT started buying Trig transponders to fit to their test bed aircraft so that they could fly them around first and make sure that it was going to work for the FAA test.
Yeah, that's kind of embarrassing when the acceptance test doesn't go well.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how did you guys get started with this ADS-B stuff?
We actually got it started in Europe because there were some changes to the regulations there that caused a big upgrade in transponders to go with Mode-S transponders. Mode-S was popular here in the US because of the TIS service that you can get, but there wasn't the same mandate pressure to upgrade your transponder. In Europe, there was the requirement to do that, and so we were making Mode-S transponders, and ADS-B, it is a step beyond that, but is not a big step beyond that, so we upgraded our technology to allow us to do ADS-B.
Wow. Now, you're fully certified products, but are you also marketing something slightly less certified for us experimental home-built guys, or something less expensive is the key phrase I was trying to get to?
Yeah, the regs are basically the same, although you can sign for some stuff yourself on an experimental airplane. For ADS-B, as for a transponder, you basically have to have a certified product underlying that. The thing you didn't need maybe was the STC and I say some of the paperwork and things like that, but the safe way, if you like, to get a solution that you know is going to work is to start with some certified building blocks. So yeah, we sell the same building blocks to the experimental community and they then build them into their systems. We're also quite active with some of the better known avionics companies who are providing other equipment for that community, people like Dynon, where I think it's pretty well known we have a partnership where we provide them with transponder technology and all
right,
of their
so
stuff.
You're providing one of the black boxes that the customer doesn't necessarily see.
Correct. Well, they see it if they want to admire it.
If they want to, yeah. There it is. Okay, that's nice. It cost me how much?
Yeah. What's in this thing?
Must be made of gold.
No, it's much more precious than that.
Yeah.
Well, now, there are some systems out there that are available. What is it? ADS-B in, and then there's systems that are ADS-B in and out. Are you involved in that, or do you just have one product?
We're focused on the outside. It's the outside that there's a mandate for and that there's regulations that tell you how you're going to do it. The inside is, the FAA doesn't force you to do in, although obviously that's where you get some of the benefits. You get the traffic information, you get the weather information. And so the in products tend to be less expensive. As I say, they're not regulated. Even for a certified airplane, you can use a carry-on, portable, simple in device without requiring any particular paperwork.
I thought there were more people interested in the in because they want the benefit of the information, but they didn't necessarily want to afford the out.
Well, yeah, the out's a little more complicated.
Yep.
Well, it's the out that the air traffic control guys and the airliners are going to use to achieve separation.
Right, so to stay away from us.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the out is highly regulated in that sense because that is what's going to be used to separate you from an airliner full of screaming passengers.
Does it have like an ego button where I can make my airplane look like a 747?
It does not. No. It's interesting, actually, because the out does actually transmit what kind of aircraft you are. So rotorcraft, light fixed-wing airplane, an airliner. 747. And so that's used by some of the algorithms for collision avoidance, for traffic separation, and so on.
I was going to say, is there any plans to incorporate an ego button on your transponders?
That's the next generation. And now you're also branching out into, from what I read here, radio gear, things like that.
Yeah, we've had radio gear for a while now. We have compact mount stuff that is sold particularly to the ultralight and the light sport guys and the experimental guys. Takes up very little space. We now also have a panel mount stack kind of products. We have comm radio and audio panel. We're nice. Showing both here.
Very nice.
Sounds like interesting stuff. I'd really like to see a demonstration of the ADS-B in and out.
Well, we put it on your bicycle, but it doesn't really update very fast.
No,
you know?
It doesn't.
Ground speed's very, like nothing.
It's not very useful.
I'm smiling because I have to laugh at that. We have to do a great deal of testing, of course, and compatibility testing. And it turns out that a huge amount of the testing that you do, you don't actually have to get airborne for. You can verify velocities, positions by just taxiing up and down. Or in our case, you can actually fit the equipment to a car and just drive it up and down. And
okay, I want shopping carts to be fitted with it, so when I'm at the store and they're rolling towards my car.
traffic.
Yeah. Pull up.
Yeah, pull up doesn't work so well in the car.
Well, that's amazing. What do you guys have cooking in the future here?
We do have more ADS-B stuff going on. One of the things, partly because it is about compatibility with different kinds of equipment, is rolling out additional approvals, pairings between trig equipment and third-party equipment. You have to get, you have to do quite a lot of testing, and in the case of the certified guys, approvals, STCs.
So there's not a standard interface?
There is not.
That's kind of annoying.
It is annoying. It is a well-known feature of lower-end avionics. That the airline guys have that. They have the ARINC standards, and they can make things interoperate. Even there are issues. There's a great thing about standards is there's so many to choose from.
Yeah.
Down in the GA world, there is even more diversity of different standards. And so, yeah.
Read that. You're on your own.
No.
Exactly.
No, it means that the vendors do have to work together and actually pull different combinations together. So we are expanding that. We have some new things adding to our AML STC. For the certified guys, for different kinds of combinations, and that's pretty important. And of course, the experimental guys, as I mentioned earlier, you have to certify yourself that what you're installing fits. But the great thing is, if there's an STC that uses the same combo of hardware, you can be completely confident that it works for you too.
Yeah, so you get new recipe requests all the time, you know.
We do. That's what a significant factor is. We're doing a bunch of things there. We're also doing work on expanding our own product line with additional transponder technologies, additional GPS technologies, so that we can offer different combinations. It's a bit of a sprint for the finish. Deadline is the end of 2019, and there's a number of different products coming out. And because of the compatibility, a lot of the vendors do end up having to put combinations together.
Do you have, is there a range of units based on cost and features that I can select from that all meet the basic requirement of ADS-B, or is it just one unit and that's what you got to buy?
No, there's a whole range, both with trig products and the partner products that you put them with to complete your solution, different combinations. The big thing that we've been trying to do is to make sure that it works with equipment you might already own. So some of the legacy GPS engines that are out there are good enough for ADS-B.
The vacuum tube radio.
Well, not that legacy, but from this century.
I would think you guys would be looking at the GNSS 430 and 530.
That's the classic example. There's a huge number of those out there, 100,000 out there, and all of those products are compatible with a trig transponder. Plug the two together, and you are fully compliant ADS-B out.
All right.
And hopefully no smoke in the cockpit.
No. Leave that on the ground.
Absolutely.
Empty out the smoke tank before you take off.
So you guys must have a base unit and probably a whole bunch of little adapters and stuff that go with it?
They're not adapters. It's a matter of wiring and software selection. So in the setup modes, you go and you say, what kind of gadget do I have? What's on which interface? Plug it all together, and it should just work.
We've heard that before.
Many times. Plug and play comes to mind.
Plug and pray.
Some adjustments may be required.
Okay, Andy, do you guys have a presence here on the field? Are you in one of the exhibitor buildings?
Yes, we do. We are in Hangar C. Please come on down and see us. And if you want to know more about ADS-B, I should do a small plug for the fact that I'm doing a presentation later this morning, about 11:30 in the forums area.
Fantastic.
What about your website? What's that all about?
It's all about
us. It's all about ADS-B products.
All right, what is the website?
www.trig-avionics.com.
Okay.
All right. I want to thank you for joining us, Andy.
Thank you.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.